annihilation, attrition, and exhaustion. There is a bit of overlap among the three. It is rare that any war sees only one form of strategy employed. So these are not necessarily ironclad terms, but they are useful to help make sense of why military leaders pursue one course of action over another. Annihilation strategies are those that seek to engage the enemy army in battle and destroy it by inflicting enough damage that the army falls apart or by constraining its freedom of action to a degree that it is forced to surrender. Either way, the means to resist are eliminated, and theoretically, an adversary should be compelled to settle the conflict according to your desired terms. Annihilation strategies have generally been preferred, as they seem to promise a quick decision over a weaker military enemy. But as we shall see, theory is rarely achieved, and most conflicts that start with an ideal of strategic annihilation evolve into a contest of attrition. Important note to remember, an annihilation strategy doesn't mean to kill everyone. It simply means to eliminate the opponent's ability to resist, which is usually targeting his field army. Attrition can be considered a subset to annihilation, as the military objective is still to engage and destroy the enemy army. The difference is that the process is acknowledged to take more time, and attrition usually cuts both ways. You must be prepared to suffer.